Jesus that's around me here, to me. And he never, you see, takes us in my name. He never let anything come. He had given a mortgage on that land up there where they got that pasture. And on all he owed over all the bed, so much money. And he made over his policy $10,000 to Mr. Dead. And he owed about that much.
Well, he had all that money in the store. And I imagine he had a right smart on his books.
My gracious, that's where he lost. His credit. His credit. If Mr. Huff, what his father?
$1,500.
$1,500. Yes, and when he farmed at McIntosh, that's where he lost. One man was the cause of his failure there.
It wouldn't take many deaths like that to run to make it hard on a man. $1,500 at a time.
But he was very unwise. Not to take mortgages on things when people owed him.
Yeah.
So when Mr. Huff owed him all that money, he kept trying to help Mr. Huff make a living.
Yeah.
My husband was a good man. He was a good man. He'd just been elected lay leader by the church. A few weeks before his death.
And on deaths like that, Miss Anna, the boy is growing up, you see, like Fred, at his age, he couldn't handle anything like that. Could he? That's just too much. You just can't pick up for that much.
But we got a farm loan on this land. That was mortgage to a lady in Philadelphia. And Fred and Harry paid off that day.
What, this land out here? No.
This land where? Up there on the lake.
I see.
He owed Mr. Beard and Gainsborough money, $2,000, I believe, on that upper field where the Richardson's owned. And at his death, we couldn't pay that $2,000. Mr. Beard wouldn't wait on us, sold us a mortgage. My sister never got over it. She never got over it.
Miss Anna, do you know, you spoke to me about Mr. M.J. Boyd's wife when she was sick. Did you all go to visit her or something?
What about? Old Mr. Boyd lives up here.
On the Junction Road.
On where?
On the Junction Road.
Yes, sir.
You all went over to see
her? Oh, yes, we knew the Boyds. Yes. We went to see poor Miss Boyd. She lived an awfully hard life. Never a screened window. She raised boys and some girls. Mr. Boyd was awfully, awfully hard on his children. Awfully hard on it. They was lives there alone now, you know.
Oh, does he?
All alone, nearly blind. Rob said him going to Gainesville not long ago, he went there. I said somewhere maybe he got him on that Mickinopia River, on the hard road.
Yeah.
And he picked up Mr. Boyd to run him into Mickinopia. Poor fella, nearly blind. You know, there were some Webbs that lived here once. Lived down there in Beaver's house. Wasn't like it is now, but they lived there. And they had a son named Roy Webb that married Carrie Boyd. Well, Roy had some money, and he went to down here in South Florida. Not called Neighbors, but one of those places down there. I haven't forgotten where it is. Lived down there, and he ran a truck. I don't know what Roy did, but he made money. He made money and left this girl some money. Now she is Edward Woods, Christine's sister-in-law. But the poor girl, they didn't think she was equal to them and their citizenship. And they didn't think they treated poor Roy good. Poor Roy died of cancer, lingered. But I believe she did. I believe she saw him and treated him good. But they didn't hate that girl. I don't know what has happened to her. Carrie Boyd. She was up there while her mother was so ill.
Yeah.
And we did go to see her. Carrie worked with Thoreau Richardson. I think he was Thoreau's cook. Our Walker Woodard's wife, Mae, nursed the children. Roy's wife, Pretty Maiden, one little son, that lived there in the Esther house with his mother. And Roy married Carrie. They didn't like it at all.
They worked so hard they didn't get out much, I guess.
Who was that?
The boy.
Oh, no.
The boy.
Never built that house that was there now. It was built not many years before her death.
As I remember, there's an old house behind it.
That was their old house.
That was the old one?
Yeah.
Where they raised the family.
That's where they raised them. And they worked awfully hard. They had two sons, Thomas and Douglas, I believe. They were wonderful watermelon packers. When they used to pack the melons in cars, ship them. They were wonderful packers.
Where'd they learn to pack?
I don't know.
I heard Mr. Boyd say one time that he had packed carloads of melon on every sidetrack in this county. He had himself.
Yeah, he himself.
Yeah.
That's where his boys learned.
Apparently, that's where his boys learned. And I heard him say, too, I don't know how they got to talk about it, they were talking about the preachers and all. And, you know, I'd somehow got the idea, you know, that they never took much interest in the church, the religious thing. And I heard him say that one of these radio preachers, I think it was the one at Tampa, preaching on Sunday morning, that he had missed hearing him on Sunday morning for the last 20 years. Now that's what I heard him say that, but then I'm pretty sure now. I think I heard that straight.
Now, a Baptist teacher, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Carrie attended the Methodist church here. Who is that? Don't know. Who fixes Jane's hair? She's a beauty parlor in Gainesville. She's a Lutheran. And she's already telling Jane to tell me something.
Oh.
About the Presbyterians.
Yeah.
She said some man dreamed and he went to heaven. And he said, who are those out there on the water? Or those are the Baptists coming up by the water route.
Mm-hmm.
Or who are these? These are the Methodists going around. Or who? These are the Methodists that are being kept in a certain place. Or who are these that are running around? He said those are the Presbyterians because they're the only ones that God can trust. Dora Mitchell was here to see me yesterday morning.
Oh.
And she was telling me about her church. She said, you know, Miss Anna, there are a lot of slackers. There are a lot of slackers in the Negro church.
Oh.
Yeah, I say there are plenty in the white church, too.
Yes. Well,
been in our family a long, long time. Good old Dora.
Well, I'm glad you all had a visit.
Yes. I let her do the talking.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how old Dora is. She must be over 80 though.
Uh-huh.
But her mind's good.
Yeah. I never heard her talk, Miss Anna.
I think I told you about her coming from Georgia. Her father was down here. And she came down here thinking she'd stay.
Mm-hmm.
But she left all her things back in Georgia. And she wanted to go back and get them right.
Mm-hmm.
It was cold weather. And she had three children that didn't have any shoes. So she took them to my husband and told him she didn't have any money. But if he would put shoes on those children's feet. When she came back, said she was a field worker. She could take her children and go to the field plant. He trusted her.
Yeah.
Took those three little niggers, set them up on the counter and fitted their shoes on them themselves.
Yeah.
And sure enough, she came back. And the gratitude of that little woman has shown up for all these years.
Hmm.
She helped my husband, she helped my Freddy, and she helped little Freddy.
Oh.
So much.
Uh-huh.
Of course, she's too old now, she can't do anything.
She can't work in the field now?
No, no, I'm trying my knee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, has she got a bad knee too?
Terrible. Arthritis, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. And pain hurts her?
Yes, she suffered a good deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Miss Anna, you've been spared that arthritis.
So?
You've been spared that arthritis.
Look at my hands.
But they don't... They don't hurt you so bad.
No, they don't hurt me. I do have arthritis, though. Some days I don't see it. So mind you.
Miss Anna, we've got to go down wooden swings. So I guess we better push off.
Yes. I don't know whether Mr. Fred Wood is there, and also, I know Sue is.
If we don't go down there every day, we'll miss something.
Fred has to go to Gainesville or send to Gainesville every Friday for some money to pay off.
Oh.
I think he was going this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Friday's a big day, isn't it, around here?
Yes. It's a day when Camp brings his meat in. I said, Sue, do you cut it up? She said, no.
Mm.
I leave it for Fred.
Well, we enjoyed the visit. Who's my friend here? You know him? Hi, buddy. Oh, go ahead and talk. Oh, go ahead and talk. Go ahead and talk. Piggy?
Hi, little piggy.
Come on, talk.
Is there more little pigs through there?
Uh-huh.
Where are they?
Come on. Come on, Piggy. Talk, little. Hear him talking? Oh, Piggy. Oh, Piggy. Oh, Piggy.
Oh, Piggy.
Talk. Come on, Piggy. He's a little runny. That one talking.
The big one?
That one. Look at that. Hi, Piggy. Piggy. Yesterday. That's where your money goes on Friday, I guess.
You don't think?
What? We're cutting up there.
At twice this week.
Huh?
At twice you cut this week.
Uh-huh. We haven't got too much to cut up there, about a trailer load of watermelons already.
Well, that's not bad, is it? Trailer load?
No, that's not bad. That's about $800.
Yeah.
To it. We could sell them to our trailer here. We sell them on the bell here quite as much.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I have great respect for $800. Seems like that's a large amount of money.
Yeah, it's as large as $1,600 and $2,000. That's what I have got from.
That's right.
$1,600 a trailer, 1959. About 5 cents a pound.
Yeah, chain stores won't let you do that no more.
I don't know why in South Florida they'll start off down at 4 and 5 cents a pound when it's freezing weather up north. The melons down there are not as good as they are here. They're not any better. Yet now you got a good demand for them. It's hot up the country and all. And why is that?
Just chain store's got the out of control.
Aaron, come over here.
I didn't know you was ready to cut eggplant.
We cut fuel with it.
Yeah, that's good.
It works, it works short on food.
Yes, sir, that's the human thing to do.
Oh, you gotta have something to haul in.
Yes, sir. How about?
Yes.
Well, I used to keep them, but I...
Aaron, come on!
You know, you
come on over here.
Yeah, a lot of trouble in things.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, you hold them things.
Aaron, where's the Papa?
And expense.
Yes, sir, you think you got him hemmed up? Behaving well, doing the way you can. You know how that is. Mm-hmm. And everybody's feeling soft and messy.
You better come on, because Aaron's
getting
it's just
a pain,
man.
It's all right to have them, but you got to really see us.
You really got to see us.
Yes, sir, you got to take care of them every day.
If you haven't got something for them to eat at home, they'll go visit them.
They go visit, and they'll do plenty of harm when they go, too.
Yeah.
I've seen them clean up corn by the acre.
Yeah.
You know, green, you know, and you just knock it down trying to get the hard ear.
Uh-huh.
And they can win a lot of it, too.
Yeah.
They just buy the plug out of one ear and go on to another. They cost them.
Yeah. Why can't these boys keep a little transportation like you do?
Well, I tell you, they ain't got the right kind of heat. They want something they can slide them down the road, don't mean a thing, though. And more expense than they can afford.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of them got cars here take 10 gallons of gasoline to make a round trip in the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, this little car burns about $6 worth a month.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of them got cars here take 10 gallons of gasoline to make a round trip in the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, this little car burns about $6 worth a month.
Mm-hmm.
And a quart of oil every now and then, maybe a quart every 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm getting service out of this, and I put tires on but one. One tire, one's all I ever put on. And I put six tires on, and I don't have no trouble. And I pull all it can hold on. And it's not out of my range, you see. I ain't got something I can't afford.
Yeah.
But when you get something you can't afford now, that's something else.
Yeah.
That's the hype of it.
They wouldn't keep it just to haul in.
No.
And go to town in.
That's right.
They want to...
Rip up and down the road, run into somebody, get full of booze and tear up yourself and everybody else.
Yeah.
And race on the highway.
Yeah.
You know, see how much time they can make. Put on the fastest. You know?
Now, this boy over here lives over there by Mr. Robert Smith, that tall boy. Francis Chrysler's one of her children, her grandchildren.
Yes, sir.
You know who?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, he's a pretty steady boy.
Well... Yes, he's pretty sturdy, but I don't know. He's sturdy, and he looks like he means good, but I'll tell you the truth. I've only been here about 10 years, and from what I learned about him, he's all right, but he's wavery-minded, nothing stationary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what I can, you know, as well as I know since I've come in contact with him.
Hey.
If he's a man that stood steady and stood fast to what his obligation to make,
mm-hmm.
that'd be a different proposition. But you know, a man, you can't put problems in a man his word one thing. That's poor business.
Yeah.
And of course, if you try, I would wipe my way out in a way where he wouldn't get into me.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Because sometimes brings about a whole lot of disadvantages and disillusion when it's not necessary.
Yeah.
You can go and live about as far as eating one.
Yeah.
See how he acts.
You like to see them boys do pretty bad. Well, you think they get to keep an old car?
Well, he'll keep it. He needs transportation bad.
He got to have it. Have something, you know.
Yes, he needs something bad because they have a family. He's way out there on his grandma's place.
Mm-hmm.
And he really needs transportation.
Who is that?
Bill.
You know who I mean?
No, I don't know either.
Pupwood.
Oh, that's his brother-in-law. His aunt is husband.
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't know. He's taking over the place, you know. I mean, that's his sister taking over the old lady's place.
Uh-huh.
And from what I understand, they have been helping him along.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. He's kind of young and foolish and have a kind of rattling mind and situation there. And therefore, I think he lost his house. And they think it's from what I've heard.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This fella, I think they've done everywhere in the world they could to help him. But he told me, and I see it for myself, that he's paying rent just like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But they had this house built, you see.
Mm-hmm.
On his grandmother's place. The grandmother gave him a lot and he had the house to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, keeping the house, the people from taking over the house and the place, they just taking it over.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had another built down here in Boulder. And he knows that.
Going to Aaron.
So he had two. So now he's paying rent, so he told me up in this last year too.
Mm-hmm.
But this fella is his aunt is husband.
Yeah.
Good church, everywhere I go and going there.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I do one job, do both.
That's right.
All of them.
Yeah.
Because I ain't got nothing, and it's just about like I am.
Well, you see.
That means you just hold on to what you got, isn't it?
Yes, sir. You've been very successful.
Well, don't you consider yourself thrifty?
I don't know. I don't know if that's any good or not.
Well, isn't Fred thrifty?
Not as much as he ought to be.
Now, what does he spend his money on he shouldn't?
Cigarettes.
What did you do for pleasure, huh? What did you do when you had a little leisure time?
I never had much. Not after I married.
Yeah.
I had 7 children. And it took my time and the nurses. My mother was a great help too. She loved me so much and helped me with my children. But in those days, we could get little neighbors to help us nurse the children, watch them.
And then, could you have somebody in the house helping you clean up and wash?
Oh, yes, ma'am, yes. Cook for us.
And your children like for the little niggas to take care of them,
yes.
That,
you know that old Eldon Harrison? You know who he is?
No.
He lives down there towards the packing house, towards the Richardson's packing house. Eldon Harrison.
No.
As a little boy, he lived close to us. And when Harry was a little boy, he just thought Eldon was everything.
Oh.
Eldon prayed with him and waited on him.
I'll see who he is. He comes up to the store.
Yes, comes up to the store.
I'll find out which one he is.
He said, once after Harry got into his work, you know, and could dress pretty well, he said, Harry, looks like one of them rich old Yankees. I said, he's better looking than any I ever saw. Harry loved Eldon.
And the children look up to those colored
little
boys, the little niggers, yes. They look up to them, and I think I can remember, Miss Anna, and I've seen it too, that those little niggers have a way with children.
Yes, they did.
They just come natural with them.
Now, Edna Richardson wouldn't let one of her children play with them for anything. And Purdy said, when we were little children, we really went to bed. We didn't go to bed until we ran down to the quarters, rubbed our heads against the little niggers.
Oh, really? But Miss Edna didn't want her.
No, they never played with niggers. Leroy and Mark never played much with boys. Miss Collins had a little daughter, Lucia, and I had my Mary. And often those little boys would come up here to play with them, and we'd have a tea party. They had a little tea set, you know, and they'd go out under a tree, and the little girls would pour the tea.
Yeah. Well, Miss Anna, at that age, were the boys thrifty? Could you then?
Were the what?
Were those two little boys thrifty even at that age?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Edna made the honor code. Pretty had, we all had cows, you know, that were milked. And they'd get feed from my husband's store. And those sacks would have HD wood on them. Of course, they put bleach on them sometimes. It would take it out. But it wouldn't take out all of it. Pretty told Edna one time, I'm tired of seeing HD wood on my nightshirts. Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
Oh, that's so cute.
Mark says when I grow up, I'm going to buy me Shona towels. I'm not going to wipe my face on those coarse bags.
And do you know what? Flora has to have him a linen napkin to this day. Everybody else uses paper napkins, but you might no wonder.
Oh, they're all cute children. We had a happy little neighborhood that played and lived together.
Yeah.
I never heard of any fights or any ugly words.
Would you have pretty good pretty good colony of Negroes around here too?
We had good neighbors. Thrifty? We've always had good neighbors around us. Good neighbors. A neighbor came down here from Georgia to form a 4-day club. They had that club up there in Georgia, and several people had been killed. Man and his wife and his children. And came down here and tried his best to form a 4-day club. But the niggers told him he might as well go back to Georgia. They wouldn't join it. They never joined it.
What was the significance of the 4-day?
So?
What do they mean by 4-day club?
The 4-day.
Oh, before day.
The 4-day.
Oh.
My husband used to say he never belonged to, he never had any children that belonged to the 4-day club.
I never heard of
that.
Vigilantes and Ku Klux Klanners, but.
But this was on the Negro side.
Uh-huh. On the neighbor side.
The 4-day club. But he didn't get far.
He didn't get far here. Did he? Did they get far much around anywhere else in Florida? Do you know?
I don't think so. No, that nigga went back to Georgia.
Well, I guess Floridians were maybe a little better to their Negroes than neighbors than up there.
Yes, we were all neighbors when we first came to Florida. A little Negro girl came up to pray with my little sister, Augusta. When she came and told her she'd come to pray with her, she said, my mother don't allow me to pray with little Negro girls. So we never were bothered with any company like that. We loved the Negroes, but they were all just as humble as they could be. My mother raised a colored girl in her family, right up with us. But she would never come in and take a big chair. She'd take one of the children's little chairs and sit in.
Miss Anna, you haven't finished your supper.
I don't want any more bread.
That looks mighty good.
I've got had a plenty.
If your daughter was here, she'd speak to you.
Could I fix you some more tea?
No, ma'am.
Fix a little tea.
Oh, I just had a plenty.
A little hot, just plain hot water.
I'm full.
Like a bird.
I can't eat a heavy supper. But I eat some deviled ham and tomatoes, two tomatoes,
What'd you eat for dessert?
And a half of a eggplant.
You haven't had your dessert, Miss Anna.
What is it?
Well, I'm just looking. What is this, Francis? That's
peanut butter. I don't know, but we might could find something.
I don't want any.
This can't find a little.
I don't care much of sweet things.
Would you think there would might be some ice cream up here somewhere?
No, ma'am. I don't want another thing.
Cookie. There's a cookie jar over there.
They do have ice cream nearly all the time, but I hardly ever eat anything like that for supper.
Oh.
Jane had, not long ago, peach cobbler and blueberry pie.
Uh-huh.
You know the boys love it. The boys love sweet things.
Miss Anna, how far back can you remember these colored boys going down to the store and getting a great big bottle of soda pop and drinking it with
lemon cracker?
Yes.
I don't.
What kind of cracker?
Lemon.
Lemon. Now remember, you know Buddy Huff's mother?
Yeah.
Well, she says she remembers walking in a bare feet down to the hot stand with three eggs to buy some lemon crackers.
Yeah. Yeah. But she didn't buy a big soda pop.
No. We didn't. I don't remember ever drinking one till I was a good size.
Maybe they didn't have ice.
We didn't.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have ice. Finally, we had an ice plant in our town in Anderson. Then we had ice. But when we had ice cream, we made it at home.
Have ice? Oh, it sounds good. Well, that's what I was staring about, to get this little machine thing. Fanny just couldn't wait to come back over here and ask you about that food. You know, she's interested in food. She likes all sorts of food, you know. And she was just fascinated. All those things that you, she didn't know all those things that you told her.
Well, you see, I've lived a long, long, long time.
Well, it's not altogether that, Miss Anna. Some people live a long time, still don't notice much.
Well, Anderson was a small place when I was growing up. And it wasn't so large when we left there. But it's a big factory town now. It's a large,
yeah,
a growing city.
Yeah. But all that food that you all talked about, I heard, let me see. Together. Now, I never heard of that. He cooked his beans, and then he might take some peas, English peas, and cook them and put them in with his beans. Did you ever hear that?
Well, Jane's brother Morris, used to can several vegetables together. And they were the best thing.
Oh?
Always put a hot pepper in them.
Yes. Well, hot pepper make anything good, you know. I've always been devoted to pepper, Miss Anna, and those hot things, but I never eat them, you know.
Not too hot. We used to have to make two kinds of sausage, my mother. One from my father that liked the cayenne pepper.
Uh-huh.
And it, you know, that's hot.
Uh-huh.
And the sausage. But the smaller children couldn't eat that.
No, it'd burn them up.
Pepper and sausage. Of course, we always had our own meat. Well, she's been in Ocala since about 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Having a glasses case.
Oh.
So she got home not too long ago to run down to Ms. Johnson's for a party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. This was a big day, Ms. Johnson's party. I'd like to look in on that a minute.
Well, she's a rare woman. Lady Johnson is a whole fine woman.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, Miss Johnson's a pretty good scholar, too, isn't she, Miss?
Oh, she is. Yes, sir. She had a pretty rough time. Her husband drank and spent a good deal of money. And she taught. But in all that, she never stopped her reading.
Yeah.
She kept up her reading.
You know, that's hard to do.
And she's always been such a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Such a lady.
I think you said one time that she was never put out by the things that he did. She was never out of patience with him.
Deborah.
Never out of patience with him.
No. She was good to him.
Mm-hmm.
She was awfully good, but it was my little friend there, Maury Yates, whose husband drank. Drank terribly.
Mm-hmm.
But he stopped it. She was so ambitious. Married when she was 16 or 17. And she had two sons. And those boys were educated. One is a commercial artist in North Carolina. The other boy, I don't mean they went to college, but they were educated.
Mm-hmm.
And this boy, Melton, the oldest one, was very fond of drawing, making pictures. So when he
makes me jump. She's coming.
Foxes many a night.
Mac Weaver.
Yes.
I heard him talking one time about Rob, your son. The bobcats was bothering him.
I'll bring Rob home tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He's still improving.
Mm-hmm. Does he think it's a little blood pressure?
I don't know. No, sir. No, one blood pressure.
Well, I hope that can be a tedious thing, Miss Anna. You have something wrong with your ears.
Yes, sir. Yes. We're terrible dizziness and a burden in his ears.
And dizzy, too.
Yes, sir. So dizzy. Yes, I'm fond of Dr. Daly.
Well, you haven't seen your family much then, Miss Anna. You had bedtime before they got home last night.
Well, I didn't go to bed. They went upstairs before I ever went to bed. I often sit up, and I wake up. Oh, the moon was so beautiful last night, way up in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't sleep. I got up twice. Walked.
Go out on the porch?
Sidewalk, no, I didn't go on the porch.
I didn't even know the moon was out last night.
Oh, it was early.
Yeah.
Oh, it was late. Late. I get upset about something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to get upset.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to.
Mm-hmm.
But the things that hurt me in my heart, and I just...
Yeah. Well, Miss Hannah, you, so many things going on over here, and so many people, it's,
yes,
you wouldn't right. have time to get upset.
But I do. I'm so interested in these boys.
Yeah.
I want them to have a profession. Most of all, I want them to become interested in the church. I was raised in a lovely Christian home, and my husband and myself tried to train our children. My boy Harry has always been a lovely Christian, interested, I mean, in Sunday school and in faith of the church.
Yes.
Our little Anne and Elizabeth, I think, is a consecrated little Christian, and I know Rob's a good boy.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's a good boy.
I don't imagine Rob has ever given anybody any trouble, Miss Anna.
No. Rob never given me any trouble except being very sick several times.
Oh.
No. Rob was a good young boy. Sweet young boy. And he married a beautiful girl. She died when the oldest boy was 11 years old. And he married her sister, Allie.
Mm-hmm.
Allie had been a wonderful mother.
How do you spell Allie?
L-I-L-E-E, I believe.
One word?
L-I-L-E.
A-L-L-I-L-L-O.
L-E-E.
L-I-L-E-E. L-I-L-E-E.
Like you, maybe say Alice Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Just me.
Allie Lee.
Allie Lee. Her sister was Kathleen. She was a beautiful girl. They were just two sisters that were all
mm-hmm.
in the family. And he made a wonderful mother.
Miss Anna, are they busy farming right now?
Are they what?
Is Freddie farming right now?
Yes, sir. He's still got his eggplants. There's not much market for them. But he's still got eggplants and his tender patch. Got his tenders planted.
Oh, yeah, he has to plant along, too.
You know, government gives him about 6 acres.
Yeah.
Glad to have those tenders. For a little extra money. Nah, I think he's going to plant fall eggplants. Oh, he's gonna plant something.
Yeah, he got
all the time.
Coming on all the time.
Yes, he loves. No matter how many times he fails, he keep on.
But he doesn't have the big patches like they used to have, Miss Anna. Like
no.
100, 150.
No, he used to have 100 acres of watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
But it's too hard.
Well, I remember Rob saying one time that he supervised 1,000 acres of melons.
Did he do what?
Supervised it, you know, for Mr. Christian and them when he was working, they were working together. That's a lot of melons.
Well, Mr. Christian had a wonderful, he had farmers over there around Citra back in there.
Mm-hmm.
And a hailstorm came and pitted the melons.
Yeah.
And he couldn't ship them in cars, but he could in trucks. So Fred took little Freddy with him. He was about 13 years old, I reckon. Every day, and supervised that for Mr. Christian.
Oh, Fred did that.
My Fred.
Yeah.
And Freddie was carried away with it. Because I love watermelons.
No.
And he was successful. Very successful. 2 or 3 years. Then there were years, you know, that they didn't bring much.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when he went into service, went to Camp Jackson, I believe, in Columbia, South Carolina. And his father farmed watermelons around the place here.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a great deal. I remember his first car of watermelon bought him $1,100.
Freddy's?
Freddy was in service, but my Freddy.
Yeah.
They just had a big acreage. They would have made money that year.
Uh-huh. Fred. The first car brought $1,100.
Yes, that was when Fred, I guess, was. He had gone to Camp Jackson, you know, service of the government.
Yeah.
And his father couldn't handle a big crop. So we just planted the melons all around this creek.
Now we're done.
Miss Anna,
I want to ask you a very simple question. Who were we talking about, Francis? It wasn't when we brought up that question. Who was it we were talking about?
Miss Robin?
No. Wasn't Dora, was it?
No, now Miss Anna said that the Negroes used to like fried pepper.
Oh, yes. The Negroes used to use like fried peppers, Miss Anna.
Huh?
The Negroes like...
Yes, fried peppers.
You remember this afternoon you were telling me about cooking eggplant?
Yes.
And how the Negroes like fried pepper. I had never heard of fried peppers like that, and made me wonder what else you knew about maybe what the Negroes lived on and ate and how they cooked it.
Live on cornbread and fat meat.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know what they live on now. They all got pensions.
Yeah.
And they live on the best of the land. Carrie and Lyra have their chickens. I don't know. Dora's got a daughter, Minnie, who lives over there at Arredondo. And she's a high flyer, I expect Dora. Lives on chicken and every other good thing. Well, they buy meat from Fred.
Yeah.
You know, when his meat comes in, I believe it's Friday, tomorrow.
Yeah. Francis, I was down at Fred's with Liza, and she was shopping. And she'd buy 20 cents worth of sandwich meat and, you know, a little dabs of it like that. And Fred would slice it for her and wrap it up. And, oh, he had to work hard, Miss Anna, to course, she did that on the Social Security.
Yes. Oh, they bring their, several of them bring their checks in order to pay the cash.
Yeah.
And they buy heavy.
Yeah.
All sorts of groceries.
Well, now.
The niggers live high. These have got their pensions, you know. Yeah. They talk about these hands coming on from work, you know, and going to the store.
Yeah.
Be a buyer. I don't know how many sausage, how much meat, canned meat, sausage.
Yeah.
Bread, cake.
Yeah.
Pies, anything. Fred gets some sandwiches, I think, every day while they're working. Club sandwiches, they call them. And they go before you can turn around.
What is that, Miss
Anna? A man brings Fred some club sausages, some club sandwiches.
Oh.
Oh, you all know what they are. All sorts of things on them. And I see the niggers buy them up before you can turn around, hardly.
Oh. Well, you know, I've seen those little sandwiches wrapped up. They sell in stores. And they're costly as all get out.
Yes, they certainly are.
And not much in them, you see.
No.
Tell you the Bible.
Now, old Dora, if you want to give her something, give her something boiled. Give her a piece of fat meat. And a pot of peas or anything. She don't eat out of a plate. She just puts it all in the pot and puts it in a wrap and eats it out of a saucepan.
Out of a...
Oh, now, I don't know how she eats now since she's sick.
Yeah.
And eats it out of a saucepan.
Out of a...
Oh, now, I don't know how she eats now since she's sick.
Yeah.
That's the way she used to eat.
You mean out of a saucepan?
Yeah.
Brawling pan. What is it, pan? Well, like I cook my oats in. Yeah. Well, I
now these are food. Charleston niggers. They're old country niggers that came here. There were lots of them here one time. They wanted fish and rice.
How they cook their fish? Fried?
Yes, I think they're fried. Oh, I don't know them, but I think the majority of them fried. Fred used to get a lot of mullet in, fresh mullet, and rice. When the Geechee niggers came, he had to buy rice by a sack full, great big crocus sack full.
Oh.
He had one of them walked in one day, came in and saw all the fish and the sacks of rice. They said, oh, fish and rice.
Yeah.
And a tomato and some buttered bread, I reckon.
Okay.
Now what's that, Miss Anna? Just plain tea?
Plain hot tea.
Hot tea. And
tomato? A little milk and not much sugar.
In the tea?
I love coffee the best, but I'm afraid it'll keep me awake.
Oh, you know it would. It would at this time of night. Miss Anna, I was out, I went over to speak to Miss Daisy. Ben's there.
Who?
Ben. Ben and Daisy.
I don't know.
Granddaddy, the children all call him Granddaddy, and I forget his name. And they were sitting out on the porch. I didn't know they were eating, or else I might not have gone. But anyhow, they were both eating the same thing, Miss Anna, and they were eating it out of a little soup bowl, I guess you'd call it. And they had both the same thing. They had a whole great big gob of field peas. And then rice, and the rice looked gooey, the sort of rice I can't eat, but you know they cook it that way. And I don't know just how they cook it, but I expect they cook it with chicken broth or something like that. What would they put in the rice when they cook it?
I don't know, sir. They generally have peas and meat and cornbread.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have no bread. They didn't have not a piece of bread. Just eating rice and peas.
That's the way we used to eat them all the time, rice and peas. I'd rather have my peas with a little pickle or something like that.
Well, if they had relish, I didn't see it.
No, I don't know. Hardly what the neighbors eat now.
That pickle relish. Well, Fanny wasn't talking about it now. She's talking about, you know, the way they used to eat. When they had the fried peppers. I never heard of fried peppers, Miss Anna.
I never either. I've heard them. I know the niggers cook them that way. Dora tells me that way.
Yeah.
She said you just cut them up, put some salt, pepper on them, put them in hot grease, cover them up. She called them stewed.
Yeah.
Stewed peppers.
Uh-huh. Put the lid on the skillet or something.
Yeah. Cover them up.
Well, Miss Anna, back before we had Social Security and the pensions, do you know what the Negroes ate ordinarily to keep them, you know, going?
Anything but if they couldn't get the fresh stuff, they'd buy the dried peas and dried beans. Cook that with a piece of meat, and then have their bread, their cornbread. Now, we used to have, my father used to have a hands that plowed, you know, and worked, and they'd bring their buckets. And then my husband, too, had men that worked on the place, bring their them on little buckets.
Wonder what they had in those.
And one day my two children, Harry and Sarah, they were little things, and they got down in old Uncle John Warren's bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And they found some stickers in it. That's what they call them, you know. Bread sticks with syrup.
Oh,
stickers. Uh-huh.
Stickers.
Uh-huh. Would that be Cairo syrup, or would that be like molasses?
Molasses.
Molasses, uh-huh.
And ate them, and they came to the house and told me. So when Uncle John came, I offered to pay him or do something. He just laughed and laughed. And he went home and told Hester about it. That was his wife. So she fixed up a great pan of stickies and sent them to him. With syrup. Stickies.
Uh-huh. Would that be Cairo syrup, or would that be like molasses?
Eat for the niggers.
Yeah, I did too. That's what made us think of this. I used to like to go eat with them.
What did you eat?
Well, I ate with everybody down that back row. I was always, like to say, boiled vegetables with a good bit of grease in them.
Boiled vegetables in there. Meat and cornbread, bacon.
Do you know how they cook their cornbread?
Just like you do.
Well, sometimes they made it with salt and water.
Yes, I
cooked
bet
it in pans.
Yes.
Homes.
Yes.
They used to cook it in ashes too.
Yes. Whole cakes.
How my children loved them.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.